Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
The Meadows at Mystic Lake has modified its golf policies to follow the COVID-19 public health recommendations and welcomes you to play this award-winning public golf course. It offers a unique, challenging, and scenic golf experience. The Meadows at Mystic Lake is a full-service golfing destination, enhanced by nearby food and entertainment, including the Meadows Bar and Grill and Mystic Lake Casino Hotel. It's never too early to book a tee time or shop the pro shop. Stop in or visit golfthemeadows.com. That's golfthemeadows.com. Owned and operated by Shakopee Mid-Wakanton Sioux Community.
It's fun. Crazy. It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
That's right. Day late, but we're here. Patrick Royce, what's going on?
Rain, baby, rain.
We need it.
It was, I could hear the grass slurping this morning. It sounded like it was making nourished noises.
I got a lot of dead grass around me, so I'm sure it was welcoming the rain.
The front yard was as brown as could be last night, and it didn't take much. There's a little green there now.
Greening up.
It'll suck up that rain right in. And not often do I root for rain, but in this case, it certainly came
you know
in
what this
handy.
Is? The biggest drought in this town since?
88.
The summer of golf for you.
The summer, yes. I loved 88. I loved the drought in 88 because you get that extra 20 yards. Because most of the places I played didn't have, they didn't have the high test sprinkling system. So
right.
When they let Mother Nature take its course and ba-long, 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 the ball would go. Now, if you hit it too far right, it would keep bouncing that way too, which is a bad habit. So you tell me, my guy Jameis looked good last night?
Yeah,
I have always
great.
Been a Jameis fan. He does have the problem of throwing three interceptions a game, but I always thought it was one of the great arms of all time.
Yeah,
the quickness with which he could get away with the way he could flick at 60 was unbelievable. I think he lacks a little discipline in his personal life, which might have delayed his development a little
mm-hmm.
bit. But I thought he was floating around there just for somebody to, Peyton might be the right guy to get him, huh? Peyton might turn.
I was
going to
say that might be the difference.
And they can take the other guy and run that goofy wildcatty thing that they do more often than they did with Brees.
Yes.
And they can run it 30% of the time.
And Peyton
one
loves
out every
to run
three
that.
Series or stuff, and. Yeah, because it's kind of time-consuming. And that Peyton has played enough now that Taysom has played enough now to throw it a little better than he did. At the start, he looked like Tebow. But
yes, he did.
Sad to see Tebow's pro career has ended. He didn't make it as a tight end. That was a shock.
Did you see
it?
the gif of the block that circulated after the first Jacksonville preseason game?
Ah, the poor guy.
He just sort of fell in front of a guy and tried to block him.
Yeah. Well, it's he's just because of the. It is amazing. Do you think this is for book purposes? My attempt to write, play baseball, my attempt to become a tight end. Is this going to be, are we working on documentary, another
Maybe.
Documentary here or something? There's got to be some motive because the Mets went along with him as a baseball player just to get the pub. And, he'll probably get called up. And then they didn't even have the guts to do it. Because honest to God, I've watched him swing and he's, he'd be okay for a town ball team.
Mm-hmm.
I always said Michael Jordan you know, God love him, would have hit seventh for the Meesville Mudhens with that swing. I mean, it was. I got in trouble because they had a center fielder, you know, one of the rare black guys in outstate town team baseball, Harry Davis. And Harry was a center fielder there for years, great player, great guy. And his brother was a really good player, too. But Harry, I said something about somebody was defending Jordan in baseball. I said, he wouldn't have even been the best black player in Meesville. You know, he couldn't carry Harry's jock strap. So people, that's racist. No, well, if you look at town team baseball, it's not, because it's a fairly white game. It's even whiter than Major League Baseball, which is, you know, which is right. Pretty good. Yeah. Anyway. But, yeah, I'm rooting for Jameis. I like Jameis.
Yeah, he made it. I think he threw two touchdowns before he came out last night, and they were.
Oh, so he started, huh?
He started, yeah.
Okay, because I saw.
I think he's going to get the job.
I saw he was 9 for 10. Well, yeah.
I think he's going to get the job.
But it is funny. They paid Taysom to stick around. They wanted to keep him around. They paid him a $7 million or some damn thing, didn't they? Gave him some
Peyton loves
contract.
That stuff he put, you know, that Wildcat package. He loves that. He was running that a lot last year with Bree still there.
He's, you know, you got to give the guy his due, man. He's, you know, first time we got to know him here was 41 Donut.
Yep.
He was the offensive guy. I think he was officially the quarterback coach then, right?
He was young too.
But he was in on the, doing the offense. Fassel was, I think, officially his own offensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
And then the defensive coordinator was John Fox, who proved to be a much better defensive coordinator than a head coach.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
Anyway, so that's one thing about the NFL I can take an interest in, is the fact that I can take an interest in the fact that who's going to start, you know, is Jameis or the other guy going to start there? So that's one.
You're not on pins and needles for the Vikings offense to score a touchdown.
Have we
have a defensive touchdown.
Where are they at this week? Denver? No, they just played Denver.
Kansas City on Friday night. Yeah.
I got a hunch you're not going to see Pat Mahomes in that one. So.
You think not?
He played quite a bit, didn't he? I thought 13 or 15 passes.
I watched
something.
A big part of their last one. Yes, he played quite a bit.
Yeah, and I don't know. After watching that Super Bowl effort last year, I think they got the same offensive line problems as the Vikings.
But did you see what they did?
What?
They made a ton of changes.
Oh, they did.
They basically blew the entire thing up.
And they let that Fisher go, but then they brought in some substitutes.
Yep. They went out and signed Joe Thuney, who had been a free agent for the Patriots, who was, I think, the top free agent guard on the market.
Mm.
They went and got the center, who I think had been with the Chargers. He's hurt now, but he'll be back. They basically blew up their entire line and redid it after that game because they realized if Mahomes can't operate, you know, you can't be playing Mike Remmers, which they try to do.
Well, that was that made me pessimistic about that Tampa Bay defense. Now, everybody was saying, statistically, they weren't that good, but they were. By the time they were playing Green Bay in that championship game, they were great. That line, what's that linebacker? David Davis?
Yeah, he's fantastic. He's one of the best in the game.
Yeah, they are the one of the best in the game. Okay, I just saw it come across the crawl.
Yeah.
What is this merger of the Big Ten?
Oh.
The Big Ten, the Pac-10, and the ACC. So they're not going to schedule SEC teams, basically?
So it is a panicked move because the SEC is stealing the two schools from... Is it the ACC?
Yes.
So
no, they're stealing them from the Big 12.
Big 12. That's right.
Big 12 is dead.
But anyway, these other conferences are panicked that the SEC is basically going to create its own huge fiefdom.
Mm-hmm.
So they're banding together to play more games against each other and to create an alliance so that they can, I think, basically ignore the SEC.
And do they have a... an agreement that they're not going to steal from each other
that they must.
Because there was a rumor that the Big Ten might get Southern Cal.
Yeah. That's a great Big Ten school.
Huh?
It's a great Big Ten school.
Yes. You know, get Southern Cal and Stanford or somebody.
Yes.
But so they're going to do this merger, try to probably make so their TV deals in the future might cover all three conferences.
Correct.
Then.
And then they'll, yes, exactly right.
Because you know who needs this badly? Well, Pac-12 needs it badly because that they just fired their, they just ran out their commissioner out there. But it must be, so you're not going to, so you won't see them set up the Alabama, Southern Cal season in the future. They, I mean, a lot of these schools have schedules 8 years out.
Right.
But they're going to try to give the cold shoulder to the SEC, and then the SEC will, you know, as they always do, have to play their non-conference games against Louisiana Monroe and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So,
but I mean, well, this whole thing is going to be blown up in how long, Pat? 8 years, 10? I mean, what they're doing now is not sustainable.
Well, they thought it was going to be, you know, that the Big Ten was, you know, you're going to end up with two super conferences and everybody else sucking wind. But it's too late for the Big 12. They, you know, when this thing first happened and there were rumors about the Big Ten's going to quickly add two teams, Kansas and Iowa State.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You think the Big Ten has a great desire
to, in football?
I know, but you think they have a great need to bring in that Ames TV market when they already have Iowa, which has got 90% of the fans, and Kansas? Okay, they're good in basketball. So what?
Yes,
they're one of the five worst football programs in the country. The Big Ten is not going to respond to Oklahoma and Texas by taking Iowa State and Kansas, for God's sakes.
No, but don't forget, they have Rutgers and Maryland, so that's all that matters.
Yes, that's true. That's true. We got, you know, because you've been in New York enough with the bride.
Yeah.
And during various seasons, and you all that Rutgers talk you hear walking around Manhattan, you know.
My favorite misplaced advertising, I think, currently in the country is the Big Ten Network signage in Yankee Stadium.
Yes, yeah, that is.
You think those people think, yeah, you know what? Honey, we got to go home and watch some Big Ten Network.
We got to go home and watch Rutgers. Come on, let's go watch Rutgers, man.
The chip story is my favorite, though.
What?
I think you told me this. He got an Uber from the airport to the Rutgers Gopher game.
Yeah, right.
And the guy's like, where's Rutgers?
from the Newark airport.
Yeah, Newark,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, which is where Rutgers is, basically.
The guy's
yes.
Like, well, what are you talking about?
Yeah, right.
Is that a new restaurant?
Yeah. It's, you know, and they actually can compete in basket, last year, did they make the tournament or they were, I think they did.
Yeah.
They were eighth or they were seventh or
eighth. They did.
But their record in those two sports prior to last season was unbelievable since they've been in the Big Ten. Basketball, they were like, their road record was worse than, you know, just incredibly bad. And football, I just.
I love that the Big Ten thought, what we really need is the New York market. What can we do?
Yeah.
Rutgers.
Well, they claim that they are on enough cable outlets out there, but I got news for you. Cable ain't the future.
No.
Cable. What is. We haven't talked about this. What becomes of the grand old game when these RSNs can't pay them? What, I mean, the Twins can get their lousy $30 million, but
right.
How about them? How about they better figure out streaming.
Oh,
they better figure out how to make Bally better figure out how to make money on streaming.
Actually, they've been threatening. I think they came out and said that by next year they do have a plan to make direct streaming possible. But the question then is, how much are people going to pay?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to pay.
Yeah, like, so are you going to pay $20 a month, you know, for Bally's or for streaming of games?
Well, not when, you know, I mean, if I'm probably not. So in other words, it's going to be another app, basically.
I think so, yes.
It's going to be another
app. I think TV, as we know it, is going to be dead, and eventually it's all going to be app-based through your TV.
you know, I still haven't figured out, okay, YouTube is my server, right?
Yeah, that sounds right.
That's where I get
it. You're not asking the right guy, but yeah, that sounds right.
There's these other apps that...
Right. Like Netflix is an app.
My kid was trying to explain to me, I don't have Apple TV, so I don't... Ted Lasso, everybody's talking about Ted Lasso.
Everyone loves Ted Lasso.
I don't have Apple TV. And I said, so what? He said, it's like... He said, it's just another app that you order. And I said, well... My wife has like 15 of these apps, many of which they must be costing us something. I don't know.
Oh, they do, yeah.
Yeah. But if she sees a show she likes, she orders the app.
Yep.
I got the Paramount app. The other night I saw the Paramount app.
Yes, that's the CBS stuff.
What do I got that for? I don't need that.
Because she found something that she liked. I got the same thing.
Am I paying for it?
Paramount,
$3 a month,
yeah,
$4 a month.
Now if you get Xfinity like I do, and you don't, you do get Peacock for free, which is the NBC stuff.
Yeah, I haven't figured out Peacock either, but I'm going to go.
But you probably don't get.
Here's my problem: Peacock. I don't know the password that we use.
Yeah.
So I can kill half of these off there that we never watch.
Well, you don't want to get divorced, do you?
No, but
I ain't killing off stuff.
I want to go in and offer her Apple TV. As a prize, if she kills five,
so you're
going
to make a trade here.
If she kills five,
so you're
of
trading
these other
a shortstop.
Ones,
you're okay.
Yeah, yeah. If she agrees to kill, like, because we got like PBS Masterpiece, and then PBS
is that an app?
And then there's another. We got two different PBS apps.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Why do I need a? I got PBS. Why do I need these apps? I don't understand.
Well, if she wants to watch something on demand, you need the app. So you can't. So, like, if she has a series she likes, PBS might show that at whatever time, but she wants to watch it on demand. But I don't know that all.
I don't mind the Masterpiece app because there's some stuff series I like.
Yeah.
What's the one we got the other one for?
Now there might be something else.
I don't need to watch Ken. I watched all Ken Burns.
It might
stuff.
Be free with the Masterpiece app too.
Oh, okay.
Because they'll give you kick-ins.
All right.
But like Don watches a ton of stuff now on something called Tubi. Do you watch Tubi? And I think that one's free.
Tubi.
I think one of them's free. And so you can watch all these. But the problem is it's like the Love Boat. Yeah, she watched like 6 hours of Love Boat yesterday. I don't need to see Gavin McLeod anymore.
I don't believe in my entire lifetime I ever watched 4 minutes of the Love Boat.
Yeah, it would have been during your drinking day still.
I don't. My guess,
Saturday nights, better things to do than Love Boat. I was a youngster at the time, so I watched a lot.
That is true.
I wouldn't now.
This is Patrick Ricey for the Canopy Group. As you set out to explore Minnesota this fall, think about this. There are 234 cities in Minnesota with populations over 2,500. The Canopy Group has clients in all but 7 of those. Why is this fact important? Because the Canopy Group's experience in all of these Minnesota cities gives them a unique edge in getting you the best home and auto insurance coverage at the best price. Remember, the Canopy Group offers 15 insurance companies for a reason to match your specific situation, including zip code, with the possible best insurance company for you. This is done for you every year because your specific situation may change. It is also true that the insurance company's appetites might change as well. This experience is working throughout Minnesota. It provides thousands of Canopy Group clients a peace of mind knowing the Canopy Group is working for them. Please visit thecanopygroup.com today.
So anyway, this morning, I'm trying to figure out writing something. I want to write something on the Giants, right?
Yeah.
Because it's a miracle.
Yeah.
They're 80-44.
Yes.
So I looked it up this morning. I looked up the over and under. I told you guys about this morning. 73.5 on the CBS one. And they've won 80.
Mm-hmm.
But we can proudly claim to be the number one flop in baseball because we were like 7th at 89.5.
Yes.
And looking at all the others are up there in the top 10, the Twins are going to finish 20 games under their over and under. So That makes you the number one flop in baseball, because what Vegas says you're supposed to be, that's what you're supposed to be, right? What the sports books say.
And they're good.
What the sports books say, that's what counts. And do you know what the Dodgers over and under was? Highest ever, 103.5.
That's probably something ridiculous. 103.5,
and they're probably going to make it. They're probably going to make it.
Wow.
Even though they haven't hit like they're supposed to.
And the Padres have come unglued.
Yes.
They just fired their pitching coach, Larry Rothschild.
Yes, and they were 97 or some damn thing like that. Yeah. They were extremely high. So it's been a very, unfortunately, it's been a very volatile baseball season, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, the volatility, as my guy Josh Arnold would say, volatility has hit hard here in a bad way.
Right? Yeah, the Twins are not trending right, Patrick.
No, it's not. It is not good. And, you know, if they can't cure the Red Sox, nobody can.
But how do you explain the Giants? Like, what's the...
I don't know. Because
the Red Sox, you know, were great, and then they came back.
Yes. And now these guys, they're on a road trip now. They go to the Mets, last stand for the Mets, and then you go to the Braves that are the hottest team. And
I feel like the Mets have come unglued.
Yeah, they maybe have. And then they go to the Braves, who are playing really good.
Yes.
And then they go some places. So this could be the one. This could be what we're waiting for. But I saw that yesterday, some service, FanGraphs. I saw Buster tweet this out. FanGraphs gave the Giants a 100% chance of making the playoffs.
I saw that.
So what if they don't?
I was going to say, tempting fate, too.
If that's a 100% chance, well, what happens if they lose 18 out of 25?
So they go and play 3 against the Mets, 3 against the Braves, 4 at home against the Brewers.
Oh, they go back home.
And then the Dodgers, though. So it's
tough 2 weeks.
It's a tough schedule.
Brewers were only 83.5. They're going to win 90.
They're another great story.
They're going to win. Well, they don't give up any runs.
Yeah.
Their pitching's unbelievable.
Yep.
They're starting. They have something that is really rare in baseball, starting pitching.
Mm-hmm.
And 5 guys that are your starters. Now, they did. One of their guys got a little hurt, so they think they had to do the short opener thing the other day. But that Peralta guy, who's been great, is hurt now. But it is incredible. The number of pitchers who've broken down. It's not Tommy John. It's soldier shoulders.
But I mean, do you blame the short pandemic season followed by a normal one?
I don't know
one?
What I blame.
That's the popular excuse, or that's the popular thing to blame. You know, they pitched X amount in 2020, and now they're being asked to go back to the normal 2021 workload.
Yeah. Well, you know, that could be it. You can see now with the Giants, like Gausman, who was fantastic, he's kind of leaking. And Johnny Cueto is, you know, in and out.
He's
up
about
and
50. Cueto's like my age.
Yeah, but they only have 3 of their starters right now. Mm-hmm. But they're still figuring out a way to win. And Tampa. Yeah, yesterday I'm in the car. Sunday I'm in the car, right? Whitey's.
Yeah,
Whitey's in Tampa. We talked about this a little bit early this morning.
Yep.
Whitey's. Tampa is working on it's about the 6th inning. They're working on their 3rd pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
And they're beating the Whitey's 9-0. What the hell?
I can't explain them. They don't draw. I recognize maybe half their roster.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Yeah. And their lineup is not, I mean, they fairly much have the same guys. You know, they move a few in and out. But the pitching staff is, you know, it's a 30-man pitching staff. It's, you know, this idea that if you pitch good for 4 innings, you get sent back to St. Paul. Well, they've been doing that for years with Durham. It is, as far as marketing baseball is concerned, number one is time of game, you know, and the old ball not being in play. But the one of the big, big kicks in the shins is the loss of the starting pitcher that we used to look to see who the pitchers were, whether we're going to go to the game or not, right? You know, it's, hey, Halliday's pitching. Let's, you know, the Twins will probably get beat, but let's go see Halladay.
Matchups used to be fun.
Yeah. Johan, you know, go. Yep. Johan going on the road. Johan, hey, Johan's pitching. Let's go watch Johan.
Yep.
Now we don't.
Well, and plus, in the same vein, if you saw a guy was going to pitch, unless he had an absolutely awful day, you figured he's going seven.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Berríos. Hey, he'll go seven.
He'll go seven, yeah. And when
we'll now get, you never said that.
We'll go seven, and we'll get mad at Gardy when he takes him out after giving up one run.
Yeah.
Or he'll go seven or eight, but Gardy will never let him finish. Damn Gardy. You know, because they tried to keep him in the 90s for pitching because he wasn't physically.
Bert would get pissed off about that.
Yeah. Well, you know, Bert was, you know, there is some thought that that generation of pitchers were much smarter about the importance of the legs and stuff like that. So and one reason they pitch forever. But I don't, you know, Blylevin picked that up from Nolan Ryan. You know what you don't see? Running in the outfield in exhibition games. I don't know if these guys run like they used to.
Ask a question.
Around spring training, I don't. Now, they might be running early in the morning, right?
Yeah.
But around spring training, you don't see them out there
running
their
mile. That was the greatest. Guy would be at bat. You look out in the warning track. Guys, five guys running.
I still haven't. You know, Perry, when Perry was the trainer, you know, the chief trainer there, exercise guy. He built that mountain there, mm-hmm. Mount Perry, mm-hmm. And they tore that down.
I think you get a column on that, didn't you?
Yeah, and they tore it down. Apparently, they don't want them running. They've decided running up hills is not good for the pitchers. It was because it was basically for pitchers.
Right.
You know, it was for pitchers, and they flattened it out.
Do
about
pitchers
4 years
still have
ago.
Those big tree trunk legs and big butts? Because they used
Lance
to
Lynn sure as hell does.
Well, yeah, but that's because, God bless him, he's fat.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
I'm talking about those guys that had the big stout legs like tree trunks.
Oh, yeah. More Zach Littell and guys like that.
Now it feels like a lot of them are real thin.
Yeah.
Much more thin in shape, but it's not as much fun.
Yeah. Lynn. Did I see him pitching last night again? Just breezing, man.
He got ejected from his last start before that for throwing the belt at the umpire. He got pissed off and threw his. He was being checked.
Oh, really?
And I didn't see the strike zone. So he took off his belt and chucked it at the umpire.
Oh, this between innings?
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't like the.
Yeah, he didn't like the strike zone, I think. So he was mad when he got checked.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah.
He was a pain in the ass here, but man, he can pitch.
Well, he was. People are still trying to. Figure out what was wrong here. A, he didn't show up till March, you know, and he probably was pouting, so he wasn't throwing that much.
Yep.
And then he was bad because he didn't get his four-year, $80-90 million contract that he thought he was going to get.
Yep.
He was in a bad mood here. And then Rocco's had these quotes, he's as great a teammate as I've ever seen. Complete BS or something.
You know, Rocco being full of crap now actually bugs me.
Well, that,
the team
well, that
so
wasn't
bad.
Rocco, though, right?
No, it was Paul.
Yeah, Molly.
That was Paul.
That was Paulie's on the air. He said that, which he was.
Lance, that locker room was awful.
Yes, it was.
Lomo and Lance Lynn. And who was the pain in the ass reliever? Addison Reed?
He was a jerk. Yeah, he was. Well, he wasn't any good anymore.
No.
And he was grumpy
surly.
Too.
But you know, Rocco's quotes are insufferable now.
Yes.
All this crap we're getting about.
Phil, and I'm sure it's been done, but Phil had a good piece today about how they screwed up that bullpen.
Good, yeah.
I mean.
I haven't read it,
Trevor
but right.
May, Littell.
Yeah.
Sergio's been great since May 1. He drives you nuts, but I mean, they were fourth in the major leagues in relief bullpen last year, and they decided to redo it. And they're setting all-time records. They're going to set an all-time record for bullpen runs allowed by a Twins bullpen. They're going to set an all-time record for home runs allowed by a Twins bullpen. They're like last as a bullpen, you know, from fourth to last. And you really wonder what the motive was. what the motive was. What was the motive to get rid of Trevor May?
That's what I was going to ask you. Why did we just all accept that he was going to be? Well, it was the price, but why did we all just accept that he was too expensive?
Like two years, $16 million is not bad.
No, right. But I mean, we just all sort of signed off on that, I feel like, and we're like, oh, Trevor May left.
Yeah, but we never looked closely enough at Hansel Robles. His ERA last year was like 10.
You know?
Okay. I mean, we accepted a lot of.
But like Trevor May leaving, we just.
But another one, Littell.
Yeah, that's.
He's got a good arm.
Yep.
And he throws hard, strikes people.
What was wrong with him?
Huh?
And what was wrong with him?
Yeah. I mean, who's, you know. You want Cody Stashek instead of him, huh?
The Romo one I get because I guarantee you Rocco couldn't stand him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You'd drive everybody crazy. But there's that's not just the limit, though. There's a couple others. Who the hell are the other guys that they got rid of? You know,
who's the guy that went from, I think he went from San Francisco to Tampa, and now he's pitching for
Matt Whistler.
Whistler
had a one, and he got like $1 million.
Yeah,
he got, you know, they didn't think what he did was sustainable. He was terrible with the Giants, yep. Which is odd because everybody else gone to the Giants has been great.
Yeah,
but then he's in Tampa, and I saw the other day he finished a close game, and they brought him in the ninth inning, and he had a 1.62 ERA or something.
Yep,
I don't know.
I'm just you're right.
We have not. We kind of tried in the Star Tribune in mid and late May to do what went wrong, but. That was still like hints of what went wrong.
Yes.
The litany of bad decisions this team made, the front office is, and everybody said, oh, yeah, second guess. Okay, that's what you do.
Your team stinks.
They are required to be right.
Correct.
You're just retired to take a guess, right?
Right.
You're not the experts.
Right.
The media is not the experts. They have guys that run teams or women that run teams are obligated to be right.
Mm-hmm.
We're not.
Right.
And they have been wrong on so many cases. Lamont Wade Jr., let's keep Jake Cave for the four straight years. We like his beard. What have they been right about? They've been right about virtually nothing this year.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I wouldn't say it's arrogance. I just think it was, I guess it is arrogance if you think you're smarter than everybody else, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And that's, I think they believe their own.
You know, Wade is traded. Akil Badu's not put on the 40-man.
Yeah.
Like, how do you... The 40-man.
Yeah, Wade is traded, and Wade is basically given away for a guy who throws hard, but suddenly you're going to cure this guy who's been the complete picture.
Well, you know
of,
what? Do you know what I think gave him a false sense of security of their own brilliance was the success of a lot of the bullpen last year.
Yes.
So they just became convinced we can bring these guys in cookie cutter style, and if we work with them, they'll be fine.
Yeah, it's And I've told you this before. I was nervous about Colome, because cutter guy and losing velocity. Cutter guy who wasn't throwing as hard as he used to. Because my cutter guy who wasn't throwing as hard as he used to was Phil Hughes, who went from ace. He went from ace for 1 year to unusable in a year and a half, right?
Right.
So, I don't know. They just, I don't think as an entity
We've been hard enough on them.
We are not too far from back to school time. Always an exciting and busy time of the year, finding classes, figuring out schedules, and parents helping college-bound children with everything from expenses to housing to transportation. Here's a suggestion to make campus life a lot easier for the younger scholar in your life. A Bintelli scooter from EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Bintelli scooters are the fun, economical way to get around campus and town. They can be parked like a bicycle, so no need to worry about finding parking spaces or paying pricey parking fees. Bintelli scooters were created to offer the highest quality at the most affordable prices. Take advantage of the lowest prices of the year with EcoFund's back-to-school sale on Bintelli scooters starting at just $10.99. Looking for greener transportation solutions? EcoFund also carries a full line of lightweight, dependable electric Bintelli bicycles. EcoFund, specializing in economical, fun transportation at prices for everyone's budget. Check out the back-to-school sale now at EcoFund Motorsports Forest Lake. Online at EcoFundMotorsports.com.
No,
further screw
I said
up.
That.
Further screw
Same
up.
Thing.
Further today. Screw ups.
No, we have not. The media and fans have not held this team's feet to the fire nearly as much, considering
this was,
how bad it is.
This was, in a lot of ways, this was unnecessary. They were never going to be as good as the White Sox, you know.
Right.
But it was not necessary to be this bad if you make any good decisions. If you don't.
Correct.
If you don't convince yourself that the solution to our thin rotation is Matt Shoemaker, who was good in 2015, mm-hmm. and Jay Happ, who's 38 years old and gives you 20 starts, and we beat this one a few times too, and suddenly Randy Dobnak is looking so good in spring training. You give him $9 million and he's going to be part of your rotation? Huh? He's a guy who sits around. You use him in long relief every once in a while, and if you need a starter, you use him. It's not a guy you give $9 million to.
Yeah.
Even if it's spread out over 5 years. The more you think about it, the more we.
But they deserve the heat.
We've a lot of ridicule, yep. But not a real hard. Should we have any faith in these guys anymore?
Correct.
You know, type of look at this.
Yep.
At this operation.
Yep. And Rocco too.
Oh yeah, I mean, because at some point you gotta offer some honesty to the public, don't
yeah.
you? But that's get used to it. As we said yesterday, when Zim's gone. This is your future with the Vikings, too. Mm-hmm. This is Rocco Jr. or P.J. Fleck Jr. is going to be coaching the Vikings.
That's why I'm in the Keep Zim fan club now.
Now, you want Zim to make the playoffs.
Yes.
You got to hope Zim makes the playoffs,
yes.
goes 10-7, and maybe even wins a game.
Yes.
Right? Just because you want him around.
Zim, man, Zim's been great. This mm-hmm. I love the fact that as a Hail Mary pass to get guys vaxxed, he brings in the guy from the U.
Osterholm, yeah.
Osterholm comes in, and then his quotes after that from Zim are, you know,
he's worried about his grandkids.
I'm worried about my grandkids. I'm worried about these players' wives and kids and families. this is a man desperate.
Zim, you're as full of BS as your quarterback.
Yes. Yeah. It's more endearing coming from Zim
yes.
than the quarterback.
But it's just as artificial.
Oh, the fact
maybe more artificial.
The fact he brought the grandkids up is great.
Mm-hmm. How come, and maybe the week of the game, it's going to get bigger, but we aren't properly worked up for the invasion of Ohio State, are we? That's a big deal.
No, we're not.
And as we talked about this a couple of days ago, if you're going to play Ohio State, first week of the season with a rookie quarterback who's
yep.
never played. I mean, you got a quarterback who's played 35 games, and they got a quarterback who's played zero.
Mm-hmm.
And now I was looking up their roster, their starters. I think they lost, what, 7-8 defensive
Ohio
starters,
State?
Too.
Yeah, I'm
they
sure,
lost
yeah.
all kinds of defensive starters.
Sure.
But they still have juniors and seniors and four stars and stuff like that. But the offensive line is redone. You know, they're vulnerable. If they're ever going to be vulnerable, it's this
Are
week.
Are you smelling upset?
No.
But what I'm saying is it's not impossible. If they can, you know, rookie quarterback comes out, throws an interception, fumbles twice.
Can you imagine your guy, Phil? If they hang close to the Buckeyes.
Mm-hmm. Now, Phil's problem, one problem he has is previously they haven't been good. Last year they got them very mediocre Michigan team just kicked their ass.
Yes.
And now that was a screwed up year, I'll admit that. But it was. But they haven't been good early, you know. So we'll see if he has him. I've read stories, but I feel like nobody's
talking about this.
Yeah, it is odd. And yeah, but they're going to have a full house, I would think.
Yeah,
aren't
but
they?
I just don't sense. I think last year was so odd and screwy and disappointing.
Yeah, it's almost sneaking up on people.
That people have.
Well, usually they'd be playing next week, right?
In fact, there's games starting on Saturday, yeah. But they're start the Thursday after, right?
When do they play Ohio State? Thursday night of the State Fair?
I think it's September 2nd, yes.
Yeah, okay. Thursday night of the State Fair. Well, you know, what the hell? You know, you can always. Ryan Day has not lost a Big Ten game yet.
Mm-hmm.
He got to lose a Big Ten game sometime, doesn't he? He's got a rookie quarterback replacing a great one. So, you know, it's not beyond the realm of possibility. I would say there's a 20% chance.
That's a pretty good chance
for
Ohio State.
Yeah,
I like how you're applying the pressure.
Maybe 15. But who was the guy that I'm trying to think of the one that said, who came in was the play Coach Wacky, I think it was way back. Coach, was it Coach
John
Wacky?
John Cooper? Are you talking about the Buckeyes?
It was a season almost Penn State.
Oh, okay. So,
Sid was since they had the running back.
Yeah.
Go at Kahana Carter.
Carter, yes.
And I was out of town with the Vikings. I think that was one of the years that they were playing on Labor Day weekend, the Vikings, when mm-hmm. they did. And I was thinking I was in Buffalo, but I'm not sure where. But Sid basically in the Saturday morning paper sensed an upset. And it was 50-something to 7 or some damn thing. I can't remember what it was. All right, well, you have to look that
up. I'm looking up the 97 schedule to see if
Was it Mace? No, I don't think
it's
it was.
It's not 97, because that's,
no,
I think
before
that's
before Mace. I think it was Wacky.
Okay.
I think it was Coach Wacky.
Okay, because I think they.
Penn State, we played the first game ever at Penn State. The Gophers' first Big Ten game, the season opener that year was at Penn State. So then I think they were at the Metrodome the next year.
Okay.
So 94, maybe? 94.
All right, I'm going through here. I'm trying to find it. I'm on 95 right now.
It's back. I think Penn 94. State.
94. Okay. I'll check out 94.
I think Penn State might have been 93. It was the first year they played in the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Yep. September 3rd, 1994. Gophers playing host to number 9 Penn State. They only lost 56-3.
That was 56-3. Yes. That was 94.
94.
So Wacky got. One more year after the. When did Mace come in?
97, right?
97, yeah.
Yep.
Wacky got two more years after that, but he'd done some program building, and Sid was fairly optimistic. Actually, when they went to Penn State for the opener that year, Penn State wasn't real good.
Mm-hmm.
But They went for the opener and they had a shootout. They got down early, but Salem's kid, I think, was the who was the quarterback. I can't remember who the quarterback was, but we threw it all over and the game lasted like 4 hours, lasted forever.
A precursor of what was to come for college football.
Mm-hmm. But I remember John Rowe had been put back on the beat. I love this story, right, John? John had been there for many years in misery, and he was off the beat for like four. I think that was when Nolan Zavarol got on the beat for a while, and then Nolan had his bike accident, and he was not the same. And John is back, and this is his Big Ten opener.
Mm-hmm.
And they kick off to the Gophers. The Gophers turn it over. I don't think on the kickoff. I think they ran one play
okay.
and turned it over. And then Penn State's at like the Gopher 35. And they had this receiver, Ingram or something. They had this fast little guy who played in the NFL. And they throw a little screen pass to him, first play of the game, touchdown, 35 years. And it's 14-28 to go in the first quarter. And I slapped John in the back and said, John, it's like you've never been away. You know, it's like you were just here previously. So
Nothing changes
is right. You heading out to
Viking Land? Yes, okay. I am.
And what do we got on the schedule? Who's scheduled to talk today?
Actually, they just talked at 11:15. I think they had Andre Patterson, the co-defensive coordinator. They had coaches. Mm-hmm. But not Zim. Zim talks tomorrow, and Kirk does too. And I want to find out how Kirk feels about Everson Griffin being brought back after calling Kirk ass.
Yes, he will be asked that question. But Everson promised that he was going to apologize, right?
He promised, but it hadn't happened yet, so we'll see.
Okay. All right, have a good trip out there.
All right, we'll talk.
Yep, goodbye. If you have questions about your retirement savings, do what I did and work with a person that knows what the heck is going on. Work with Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk. My guy Josh will give you straight talk and not sugar-coated advice. Learn how you can benefit from Josh's focused approach by setting up your own no-cost, no-obligation 48-minute consultation to review your investments. Call Josh now, 952-925-5608.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.